All right, mate, we're ready to go.
All right, we're ready to go.
Yep.
Okay, so the beginning of the story remains the same. We go right off of Christina's backstory adventure that I narrated, and the same night that Christina was severely wounded in her owlbear hunt. Did you get didn't you take its eye or something?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, you have
No,
that as
she
a
didn't.
spell.
Both its eyes were destroyed by
Oh
arrows.
yeah,
She has
okay.
her glowing owl eye.
I only have the owl eye. Yeah, I tried to take the eyes, but they were already messed up.
Alright, the same night you're severely wounded and you lay in bed, you wake up in the middle of the night with a vision of your goddess, Lyra. And she says, "Listen, for I am your goddess. Ye must journey northwestward, where deep waters meet land. If put forth anywhere else, your efforts shall be fruitless." And you're in a state of sleep paralysis until the vision is over, and you go right back to sleep and you wake up. But you know that it was not a dream. And wait a second. Okay. And you do what your goddess has told you to, so you journey northwestward. Typically, as you go through towns to make some money, you do jobs, hunting. If people want meat, you go get it for them. Or you do recon, like scout things.
Recon. Recon.
Recon, yeah. That sort of, small time missions as you go through a city so you can make some money, so you can eat again. And eventually you do reach wa the city of Waterdeep, which is what you interpret your goddess to have told you to do. And you stick around there for some time. And you have been around there for some time. I mean, the encounter with the thieves and the owlbear was like a year ago. And right now you've been on Waterdeep for like a month and a half, and nothing has happened yet. You're beginning to grow doubtful that you've correctly interpreted your goddess's mission to you. And you, as always, you get up in the morning, you put your name in the center of what is essentially the town hall of Waterdeep, where people, can get in contact with mercenaries such as yourself and hunters, so they can get missions. You do that, and you get an invoice to be what is it called? The bodyguard of a. Oh, yeah. Okay. Morgan, what are you?
I'm a tiefling.
No, class.
It was something magical.
Sorcerer? Do you not have your sheet in front
Yeah,
of you?
yes.
And you're eating.
Kira was howling, so I had to go tend to her.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna fill or empty the dishwasher.
She wants to
Doing
play, she keeps
D&D.
running off.
Okay. It's okay.
I'm recording.
Or maybe data.
Yeah, because I'm recording right now.
Okay, cool. No problem. Sorry.
Super busy right now.
Super busy.
Shirking your chores, Sophia.
Should I go do my chores?
No.
No.
He probably wants
All
to.
right. Okay, so you in the town hall, you see a mission there. You are offered a mission. Well, not directly, but in the town hall, that's where that's sort of it's sort of like Craigslist. And you find a mission that pays quite generously, and it's to go to Amphale, which is a town that is not too far away at all. It's like It's a very short trip. To go there and back, it's a day and a half. I mean, it's 3 days. To go is 1.5 day. Come back is another 1.5 day. And your mission would be to be the bodyguard of the wizard's apprentice, a sorcerer by the name of Demaya. Her mission is to go to Amphale, and she'll be carrying 1,500 gold pieces with her. So she needs a bodyguard that is privy with Wildlands so that she's not stolen from or anything like that. Consider she's taking quite a significant amount of money with her, and she's going to come back with a spyglass, which is quite a pricey piece of machinery for the time. You are, in the mission statement, you are told in the contract, that is like a, yeah, it's very much like, imagine Craigslist. It said that you should meet with, oh, I didn't thought of that. You should meet with Demaya in the tavern about 2 p.m. And coincidentally, it's almost 2 p.m. right now. Okay. Christina?
So I go to the tavern.
So you go to the tavern. And there you see the sorcerer, a tiefling. People are generally avoiding to look at her, and you can quickly notice it, but she's not intimidating enough that people won't interact with her at all. So from time to time, the barkeeper and the barmaid interact with her and offer her, you know, a drink or something like that, or do some small talk with her. And you can see that she's waiting for someone to talk to her, which no one is doing. You're sort of a new person in the city, so you don't really recognize a lot of the customs and traditions, and your clothing are quite different from the citizens. And you find it curious that no one has taken the mission. Maybe it's because the mission is like needs you to associate with the tiefling. Maybe it's because the payment isn't enough. You don't really know because you're not privy with the standards for Waterdeep. Either way, you enter the tavern, and you spot Demaya there, and you immediately recognize her from the sorcerer's robes.
I go up to her, and
you can just say what you're gonna do and talk to her. You can do that anytime.
Okay, I approach her. Are you Demaya?
Yes.
I received an invoice to be your bodyguard.
Sweet.
What is the reason you're carrying so much gold?
To buy a spyglass, and they're expensive.
What is that?
It's a special pair of lenses that let you see things far away.
Once the word spyglass comes out of one of your mouths, a couple of people in the corner of the tavern take notice. They look over. And they look away, but it kind of looks like they're eavesdropping.
Do any of us notice?
Yes, you notice, Christina.
Okay. We should probably.
The reward for the mission was listed as negotiable.
Okay. We should probably go talk outside.
Yes, I agree.
The both of you step out of the tavern, and it's quite empty outside. And the only person around is a hobo who is visibly blind, who's muttering to himself. So he's likely not to be even capable of processing any sort of information in the current state he is.
Oh, he could be pretending to be a Herber.
The price on the listing is listed as negotiable. How much would you be willing to give me?
Maya, you were given 1,500 gold pieces. The extra 500 were for expenses and the trip. But, you know, you're not necessarily going to use all of it, so you can figure it out how much money you're going to give to Christina.
What's the lowest you would do it for?
300 gold pieces.
Okay.
Just accept it?
Yeah.
I was gonna roll something. Okay.
Well, you can still do it. She accepted so easily, you can go like, what about 325?
Wouldn't that make her get like a little bit short on money though?
You don't know how much money she has. As far as you know, she's like involved with the kingdom.
You said I had 1,500, right?
As far as she knows, she doesn't know. She doesn't know what kind of money you.
Yeah,
have.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay. What about 400 though?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna roll a persuasion.
Okay, your persuasion has to be within boundaries. You cannot go like, how about you give me $1,000,000 and like massage me forever? And then you beat her difficulty check and then she does it. It has to be within reason. You can't ask for 500. You can ask for 400 if you roll a 20.
Okay, and if I roll less than 20?
Then you can get, like, I'll tell you how much you're gonna get. The both of you roll d20s with your respective modifiers.
Just, yeah, I'm moving up the dice. I didn't have enough. Yeah.
Demaya, you roll the saving throw of charisma. Sophia, you be patient. You're gonna enter the story.
First station. Mm-hmm. Three.
Roll.
16.
Demaya, you roll your saving throw.
What's my modifier? Hang on, I have to look up.
It's charisma. Probably plus one. Most people have plus one in there.
I have plus four.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you're a sorcerer. That makes a lot of sense.
Got six.
Okay. That's six. Okay, so she convinces you to... You think if she Christina does look kind of ragged, so she probably does need the money. So you think
you're
shelling out.
Dumb. I wouldn't do that.
Christina didn't roll the 20, so she doesn't get 400.
She doesn't get 400. She gets like 325 or something.
Oh, you lost the saving throw. So.
She can't get that. You can go like lower.
I mean, I'm not getting the 400, but like, I gotta get something for this throw.
Okay, I'll give you wiggle room. You can pick from like 10 to 25 extra. But Christina has to make a good argument. Christina, make an argument for your extra money.
I need more money to buy potions for us to use on the way and poison so we can stun any enemies we might encounter.
Fine. How much more do you need?
Just 20 gold pieces more.
Okay.
Alright, I'm rule of thumbing that you can't roll like too many ability checks. I mean, you can't roll the same ability check more than once in the same moment.
Yeah.
That's not an actual rule, but I'm making it a rule. because it can get exhaustive. Anywho. Okay, the both you need the both of you go back to the quarters, to your respective quarters, to get your organize yourselves that you guys are gonna meet up near the gate, the northern gate of the city. Okay, the both of you organize yourselves to meet at the northern gate of the city, where at least Amphail, and there are, you know, coach cabs and etc. there. And you guys agreed that you'd all be equipped and ready to go by the time you got there. As you get there, you can pick how you're gonna go. If you're gonna go by coach cab, if you're gonna go by if you go by coach cab, you get there in a day. If you go walking, that's a day and a half.
I just go by coach cab then.
All right. You would have to pay 25 gold pieces.
Okay, I'll pay it.
Well, you don't just throw the money in the air and it vanishes. You see a coach cab operator right there.
And I walk up to him and I give him the gold pieces. And I ask him to take... And I say, can you please take us to Amphail?
Okay, how many passengers?
2.
Oh, that's fine. 25 is good. Come with me. He walks around the hill, and there's like 3 coach cabs, and you see that there's space for like 3 more. He leads you, the both of you, into the coach cab. And it's like a rickshaw, I suppose, where the horse doesn't need a rider. It's just the horse has the coach cab thing on him, and you can just operate, so to speak. You can guide the horse just from the coach cab. Maya, are you gonna say anything to anybody?
No.
Oh yeah, and before you are gonna leave the town, are you gonna purchase anything?
No, wait.
We're already in the coach cab.
And the sheets.
Well,
are
it's the entrance of the city, so it's quite touristic. You can get a lot of things there.
Wait, but the sheets. Where are they at right now?
What do you mean the sheets?
The character sheets.
They're with you guys.
Yeah, but like I have like healing potions that I bought on like last adventure.
Oh, you can't use those. You remove that.
Well, but what about like a bunch of gold pieces I had beforehand?
You can keep the ones you had beforehand, but not the ones you got through the mission.
Okay, I will just look at the unupdated version of my character's sheet in reverse.
Oh yeah, I bought like a new weapon of some sort.
Yeah, I bought a new weapon too.
I don't think it's even here though.
I'm just gonna open like a older version of my character sheet.
Why is it like this?
Christina, right next to the entrance of town, there is a man selling beverages. It seems to be, you know, what is it called? Contraband. It's right outside the border of the city, so, you know, the jurisdiction doesn't apply to it, and he's selling, you know, homemade beverages, and it's alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
And you feel tempted. Roll a d20 with your wisdom. Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. 8.
8?
Yeah.
You are unable to resist temptation, and you walk towards the little... Not a cabin, the little stand. And you see it's a really, you know, it's a skeevy, conniving, criminal-looking person. Sort of short, face covered with coal. And he looks at you and smiles. There's teeth missing from his mouth.
Can you please? Oh, I'm sorry. What sorts of beverages do you have?
I got ale, I got wine, I got anything you need. What do you want?
I want ale.
Ale? Gallon or mug? Well, I see you're in the entrance, so I suppose you're about to leave, so I guess you're gonna need a gallon. I mean, you really want just a mug? It's not gonna last you for more than a half an hour.
I think it's better if I don't have much to drink, since
Well,
I'm
imagine this.
about
How
to
long
drink.
is your trip gonna be?
One day.
A day? That's 24 hours. You're gonna spend 24 hours without a drop of alcohol going into your mouth. Can you really do that? I know I can't. Roll your charisma saving throw.
Oh, that is plus one. Okay. 12.
Okay, you are not convinced by the man. And you tell him that you just want a mug of ale. And he goes, "Who yourself? Don't come crawling back to me with your thirsty mouth asking for some free ale afterwards." He fills your cup up, gives it to you.
Thank you.
And you immediately chug it right there.
Yes, and give the cup back.
And you feel terrible right afterwards. And you walk back to Demaya, and she's quite perceptive, so she can smell the ale in your mouth, and she's a little she's not very happy you did that right before you guys went on a mission, especially because you're hired as a security person. So you can see that it affected how she perceives you.
Okay, we're ready to go.
Demaya. Okay. Maya was already on the coach cab. She was eating some bread. You just get on and you whip the horse, and the horse begins moving. And the both of you take off. It's about 3 to 4 p.m. A few hours later, you guys are walking, or not walking. You guys are riding the coach cab. The rickshaw. I'm just gonna call it a rickshaw because it describes it better. You guys are riding the rickshaw. One side of the street, it's not a paved. By paved, it's not cobblestone, that's what I mean. It's just dirt. It's yellow dirt. It's being lit by faint moonlight. It's about 10 p.m. To the left of you, there's rocky mountains, and they're very tortuous, and the rocks are quite tall. You can't really see anything. And to the right of you is a... Where is my thing? What the heck? What the heck? Where'd it go? Oh, right here. Okay. It's sunset happened a little while ago. The both of you have drank from your water skin. It's a hot night. It's about 10 p.m. You can see it from the position of the moon. The both of you are, you know, intelligent with that stuff enough so that you can recognize the time it is just from looking at where the moon is. And the night is as quiet as it gets. The horse is quietly trotting forward. Okay. All right. As you slowly go forward in the street. Okay, what's your passive perception, guys?
Perception is plus 5.
Okay, so you have your perception is plus 5.
Yes.
How much wisdom do you have?
16.
Damn, you're good.
Yeah.
My perception is plus 2.
Okay, so wait, let me see. As in, the both of you hear a man coming from the left, from in between the rocks. You can hear that it's a male grunt. So you guys are immediately prepared, and as soon as you hear it, you immediately, you know, become aware, and you get out from your, you know, your calm selves, and your heart starts speeding faster, and you get adrenaline. So you guys know that something's about to happen, and you see from the rocks comes a half-orc. Not as tall as half-orcs typically are, but quite strong. And he is holding a great axe. Everybody roll initiative.
What is the thing for initiative again?
Dexterity.
Okay.
Wait, what? Do I have to roll dexterity?
Yeah, it's your dexterity modifier on a d20.
Okay.
Which is initiative.
Okay. Roll 11.
Plus 2. Hang on.
Oh no, it's plus 4. Okay, then 12. Or do I roll it again?
I got 21 because I got 19 plus 2.
Wow. Okay. Wait, Christina, what's your name? You've already rolled. You got 12, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's your name on the game? Valis.
Valis.
VL. Okay. Demaya, you see the man tumbling out from behind the rocks, and you see that he's about to attack you. As he's walking out, he screams. He angrily shouts as he's running towards the rickshaw with the great axe in hand. What do you do?
Let me see.
There goes the stupid idiot.
Thank you.
Are you? What was that?
My fidget spinner.
Oh.
Demaya, what do you do?
I'm looking to see my cantrips and stuff.
Let me find some adventure music.
Wait, so he has a... great axe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe throw a dagger at him.
You're gonna throw a dagger? You're not gonna use a spell?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you can throw a dagger.
Okay, that's what I do.
Okay. Roll your dice. D20 plus your hit modifier. Not your damage modifier, your hit modifier.
How's my hit modifier?
Oh, Victor, are you using the books right now?
I'm using just the master's shield. I'm not using the books.
Wait, so it's not attack bonus? Why can't this stuff be set out easier?
It's attack bonus. It's attack bonus.
Okay.
There's attack bonus, and then there is the bonus on the damage.
I got 6.
You got 6?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, wait, no, I haven't added the... I got 8, because I didn't add the...
Oh, okay. Thing. Well, either way, fling your dagger at him, and he hits it with his great axe quite skillfully, and it, you know, bounces off of his great axe. As soon as you do that, he stops in his tracks. The horse, you know, does the thing where that the horses do, where he... It stands on its hind legs and screams, basically. The half-orc says, I know you have the money for the spyglass. Give it all to me and nobody gets hurt.
Can I do something?
He says that and he's stopped. So that's all he does with his... Let me see. Yeah, that's all he does. He just stands there with his axe in hand. He says, "Give me the money for the rate for the spyglass, and nobody gets hurt." You can do. It's your turn, Christina.
Okay, so I am gonna am I far away enough to no. I'm just gonna use my hit him with my rapier.
Okay, you're gonna have to roll a successful acrobatics to do that.
Why?
Because you're quite distant from him and you're on top of the rickshaw, so you'd have to jump from the horse.
Oh, okay, no, then I'm gonna use my crossbow.
Okay, that you can do. Roll your attack
okay.
with it.
+6. Oh no, wait, it's a D4. No, it's a D8. No, wait, I don't understand. I forgot how this works. Do I add the attack bonus?
The attack bonus.
So I roll a D8 plus the attack bonus.
Why are you rolling a D8? That's a damage dice.
Yeah? Okay, oh, so I should be rolling a D20 plus
yep.
my attack bonus. Okay,
mm-hmm.
got it. 11.
Okay. You shoot your crossbow at him, and it bounces off of his armor. It's your turn now, Demaya. What do you do? And you can see that he became aggravated with Christina's attack.
I cast Minor Illusion, and I say, what are you talking about? I think you've got the wrong people. I don't know what this spyglass is that you're talking about.
I don't believe that's what Minor Illusion does, what it's saying.
No, yeah, but I say that, and then
okay,
I
what do you do with
cast,
the Minor Illusion?
I make, like an empty sack, like a coin purse type thing, and I throw it at him, and like
okay.
show it to
what's
him.
What's your what's
it's...
your spell what's your spell save DC?
Last sheet top.
A last sheet.
Middle square. On the top.
Oh, 14.
Okay. The half-orc seems a little taken aback by that, and he the look in his face is almost as if he was thinking, damn, I screwed up again. But the fact that he's feeling stupid now makes him sort of frustrated. So he looks to the... He takes his attention off of you and to the... into the ranger and goes, what about you? What do you have to offer me?
I'm an old miner. But I say, I have nothing as well. We used all of our money to get this horse, and I will, of course, roll persuasion.
No, you don't have to roll persuasion, you just say that. You're not trying to convince
okay.
me of anything at the
okay.
moment. The argument is still ongoing. He goes...
And am I not lying, though?
Do you are, but it's not the... It's not enough so that you have to roll it.
Okay.
He looks at you a little bit befounded because he is... you can see it in his face that he's aware that he's not the brightest light bulb, but he's still curious about what you're telling him. And, wait. Let me see. Okay, roll your charisma saving throw.
Okay.
No.
How are you guys feeling?
Wisdom. Roll your wisdom saving throw. I'm sorry. With just keep the same number of dice and just change the modifier.
Okay, let me change the modifier. I didn't actually roll yet, so.
Oh, okay.
9.
Okay. He senses your motive that you're not, that it doesn't really add up. Well, like, why would you spend all your money on a horse to go to Amphale? So he goes, I think you're lying to me. Let me see your wares. And he takes a couple of, like, innocent steps towards you, as if you guys didn't, you know, almost go into battle a few seconds ago.
Okay, so he's, like, right under me right now, like, right under the window thing?
He's, like, yeah. He's, like, 2 meters away from you.
Okay, so can I use my rapier now? And try
wait,
to hit
wait,
him in the head?
If we're both in the horse cart thing, can't we just, like, drive away?
The horse is frightened. It's not moving.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to use my rapier.
Okay, you're gonna try to stab him? Yeah, you have advantage on the attack because he's not expecting it.
Okay, so how much?
Roll 2d20s and pick the highest.
I'm gonna go
okay.
Piss. Wait a second.
Okay, first one 18, second one 20.
Okay, you hit him. Roll the damage dice.
Damage. I'm using the rapier, so is it d8 plus 4? 9.
Okay. You stab him, and he screams in agony. And he was really not expecting it. He was almost expecting you guys to just go along with it. He was very evidently not a bright person. As soon as you attack him, he strikes right back with his great axe. So I guess this is reorganized. Okay, so Demire's gonna do it afterwards. Okay. He's screaming. And he's going, "You lied to me!" And he attempts to strike you with his great axe. What's your armor class?
18.
Yee! He rolled a 20. F. Okay. What's the damage size for this thing? A d12 plus 3. D12. Okay, it's a 10. It's 13. How many hit points do you have?
14.
Okay, you have 1 hit point left.
Good man.
So he hits you in the back with the great axe, right in the middle of your back, and then knocks you forward out of the rickshaw. It's your turn, Demaya.
Wait, how many cantrips can I cast?
Infinite.
Okay.
You can have, I think, up to 3 simultaneously. I think that's the rule.
Wait, up to 3? So can I cast Minor Illusion again?
Yeah.
Okay. I cast Minor Illusion again. This time I do a full, like, overflowing coin purse thing, and I reach over and pluck it from Valis's belt, and I say, "Here, fine, you've found us out. You've got what you came for. Now leave us alone." And I chuck the gold purse as far as I can, like a couple, I don't know, however many meters away I can throw
That's
it.
That's actually smart. Okay, what's your spell save DC?
14.
15.
Okay. He goes running after it, and he's, like, he's really, says, like, he completely loses the train of thought. It's like a goldfish. It's like he just forgot everything that just happened and runs after the bag.
Okay.
And as soon as he does that, a voice comes from the left going, "They're lying to you, idiot!" And it echoes through the rocks. Christina, it's your turn. You can either inspect the... You can inspect... There's 3 things you can do. You can inspect the voice, you can do another... attack with advantage on the half-orc that was attacking you, or you can hop onto the rickshaw and attempt to
whip it. Is it just
going to
be the dark elf from before? The N-word that came out from the rocks?
It's a thief. It's not specifically the same guy.
Valis, quick.
It's not your turn. You can't do that.
Yeah, but I can still... Can I still, like, just, you know, talk? Like, give advice? Because I'm still in the game.
The only thing you can do out of your turn is reaction, and you have to set it up. Like, in your turn, you have to say, I'm going to do that.
Okay. Can I just heal myself? Because that's what I want to do right now.
Okay, you can do that.
Cure wounds.
Okay, roll. What do you roll for that?
I roll a D8 plus power casting ability.
Okay, do that.
Okay, so it's a wisdom, so it's plus 3. So it's a D8 plus 3. Okay. 9.
Okay, so you have 10 hit points now.
Okay.
Now it's your turn, Demaya.
Is Valis still on the ground, or did he get back into the...
No,
Was
you...
I ever on the ground?
Yeah, you were knocked forward by the great axe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you can tell Valis what to do.
Alright, I choose to throw a dagger at the horse.
At the horse?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, quick, Valis, get back into the thing. Because I think with Minor Illusion, when the dude goes to, like, inspect the gold purse, he'll see that it's not real, because I think Minor Illusion's... So I tell her, and I grab Valis and, like, pull her back into the thing, and then I throw a dagger at the horse, and it, like, the horse, like, neighs really loud and then starts running frantically.
Okay, you're gonna have to roll two things here. Roll an athletics to see if you can pull the ranger up, because you're not exactly strong.
I am an outlander.
But she wants to, like,
Why do you say that?
Because it keeps calling me a ranger. I'm not a ranger.
You are a ranger. Outlander is your background.
I don't like carry her, because she's...
Are you not a ranger? Are you
a cleric?
Okay, cleric then. A cleric, rather. You are an outlander. Yeah, but a cleric. The cleric is... You know, it tends to wear armor, so it's not very easy to lift. Roll an athletics, Demaya.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, I'm not, like, supporting her whole weight. I'm just, like, kind of...
You have to pull her from the floor.
Yeah, but she wants to get into the thing. He wants to get into the...
You're still pulling him. You're gonna have to roll an athletics.
Fine.
I'm letting you do this action. Just roll the athletics.
Okay. I got 10.
Okay, you can pull. Like, you can pull it enough so that it's that Valis' body is on the rickshaw. And now roll an animal handling. With disadvantage.
Why do I have disadvantage?
Because the horses are... It stopped because it was frightened. I don't see exactly why the frightening it again would make it run. With a dagger. If you put... Well, that's what you chose to do, so...
No, but haven't you heard, like, when people are riding horses and they have the, like, spiky boots, then they're, like, cut into the sides of the horses to make them go faster?
Okay. Are you going to throw an actual dagger, or are you going to do Minor Illusion?
Well, I can't do Minor Illusion, because...
You can do 3 Minor Illusions simultaneously.
What could I do...
If you literally throw a dagger, it's gonna hurt the horse quite badly, I think.
She's trying to
make it go fast. I'm trying to make it run.
Okay, I'm gonna do that to my bike. I'll stab it.
Do you know? what horses do when they're scared. They don't just stand still. They like freak out and start running.
I guess you could do a minor illusion.
Yeah, the thing that frightened the horse is still in front of it.
So yeah, you just do a minor illusion so the horse isn't scared anymore.
How can I do a minor illusion that the horse isn't scared?
You just make it not see the orc.
Okay, she can't
Wait,
do that.
Did the orc? Didn't the orc run away to the?
Yeah, it's still in front.
No, but I would have chucked it in the other direction.
You didn't specify that.
Well, it was obvious because I was chucking it away so that he would.
She was chucking it from the window. She couldn't have chucked it forward. And you just
nor backward. You can throw it from the side, but the orc is still very nearby.
And you said that the orc was under my window thing at that time.
Two meters away. You can chuck you chuck it to the side. It's not in front or back.
Okay.
The front is too narrow to throw a big bag through. Okay, you're gonna throw the dagger at the horse.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll a d20. Roll the hit.
The animal. Wait. Beast. The hit thing or animal handling?
Roll the hit, and then you're gonna roll animal handling.
Okay.
You're just gonna kill our horse.
Cause you are throwing a dagger at it.
Yeah, but I'm not throwing it at it to try and kill it. I'm just throwing it at its leg or somewhere to make it.
Yeah, but it's still gonna hurt him.
Yeah, but it's not like you have to roll to see how many points it...
Yeah, it's still an attack. If I stab you in the leg, it still hurts. Roll the hit.
No, I'm not doing that.
Then you choose another action.
I hate having to roll for every little thing, and I hate how it's you can't... You have to,
throwing
roll
a dagger, that's an attack. You can scream at the horse and roll animal handling if you want to do that.
It's not an attack because I don't want it to be an attack.
That doesn't matter. You're still attacking the horse. You're throwing a dagger at it. How's that not an attack?
You can just try to...
Who left the call?
Morgan left the call.
Really?
No, it's not surprising.
Is it not?
It is.
Did she ever do anything like that before?
No.
That's weird.
It's...
I was about to put Sophia in! F.
I was about to put Sophia in. Yeah, but I am really I can't believe she just left. I didn't expect that from her. And it's D&D, what? I don't understand.
I don't think she's gonna come back, so I think I have to end the recording.
Do you want to take her place, Sophia? Like we did in the first one where you took the place of an NPC?
Not really.
You want to keep your character? Because I can make it an NPC.
What?
I can make Demaya's character into an NPC, and then you join the adventure as your character. Because you're about to join anyway.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm gonna... So Demaya, the... Wait a second.
Isn't that kind of retarded, though?
What, making a character an NPC? That's what happens every time a character goes AFK.
Oh, so if she comes back, it's just gonna not be an NPC anymore?
Yeah, that's how it works in D&D. When the player is AFK, they turn into an NPC, and they start doing less stuff, but they're still there.
How do you think the adventure's going so far?
How do I think, or where do I think?
How?
Well enough. It's probably average. Yeah, average, I think. I don't think we're going to be able to play with Morgan again.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a possible variable to have when you're going to play a game that one of them is going to do that.
I don't think it's. She wasn't very interested, anyways. So.
I just messaged her, and she went, "The rules are dumb, then it's boring."
All right.
So do we just play with two characters? Cause like.
Yeah, I think I mastered for Christina for quite a bit with just one.
Yeah.
And initially the idea was that you would pass out immediately and fall on your face, but what I thought instead is that you could just pop up in the middle of the road, like right off the wall of rocks. And you immediately stumble upon what's happening right now. That was how I was about to introduce you. You're gonna come through the portal and see the guy hiding behind the rocks as the people fought on the other side.
Yeah, she says she won't be playing it anymore.
Alright. Okay, so I'll skip her turn and go to Sophia.
Okay.
So as you are being carried off and brought before the portal and spoken to by your superior, as soon as you are thrown out of the a portal, you stumble into a gravelly floor. And the first thing you see is a sort of a stout and short dark elf hiding behind a rock and looking, you know, looking over the little edge of it and saying, "They're lying to you, idiot." That's the first thing you see. He has not noticed you.
Can I sneak attack him?
Why would you do that?
Because I'm freaked out. It's my first time outside.
Well, you're quite concerned with morality, right?
I am neutral good.
Neutral good? Okay, so you are somewhat concerned with morality. Roll an insight to see if he's a bad guy or a good guy.
Okay.
Because you can notice that. You're quite aware.
How do I do that?
Roll a d20 plus your insight. Difficulty check is 10. He's a dark elf that, you know, already points you towards a direction.
What the frick? Where's my...
Your insight is wisdom.
Wisdom? Okay, so... Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's plus 5.
Okay, roll.
12.
That's a lot of wisdom. 12? Okay, you can notice that, you know, they're you look over through the cracks in the rocks, and you see that they're attacking, that his partner that he's talking to and directing his words at are attacking a caravan. Well, it's a rickshaw, but still, you can notice that it's a sort of a, like a convoy or so, of some sort.
Okay.
Are you going to sneak attack him?
Yeah.
Okay, roll a d20 with advantage. You're a monk, so you punch him, right?
Wait, advantage?
Yeah, that means you roll the d20 twice and pick the highest number.
Oh, okay. Sixteen,
you hit him. Wait, how does your monk punching work?
Let's see here. When you use the attack action with an unarmed strike or a monk weapon on your turn, you can make one unarmed strike as a bonus action. Okay, so I can do two.
Yeah, you can do two punches. And your damage for the punch is what?
How do I tell that?
It's supposed to be listed on your attacks.
It's not.
Okay, let's figure it out. Monk punch 5e. One unarmed strike does 1d4 plus attribute modifier. Okay, 1d4 plus strength.
Okay.
What's your strength modifier?
Wait, can I use dexterity?
Wait a second, let me check.
Oh, okay. You can use dexterity instead of strength for the attack and damage rolls of your unarmed strikes and monk weapons. Okay, so I can.
Okay. You can. So okay,
that's
go
plus
ahead.
Plus 3. 1d4, right?
Mm-hmm. 1d4 plus your dexterity.
7.
Okay, you strike him right at the side of the head.
And I can do another one, right?
Yeah. Damn. He gets really caught out of... in a really unexpected way. You just hit him right in the back of the head, and he hits his head against a rock. And he's very disheveled.
Okay.
He wasn't expecting that whatsoever.
I do the advantage roll again, right? Or no?
No. He, okay. No.
Because now it's not a sneak or something?
Now he's... Well, you punched him, so he knows you're there.
Yeah. Okay. So
it's a bonus action, but still he's already noticed.
1d20, is there any modifier?
I think in a bonus action, it's like a duel, so I don't think you do. Wait, let me look it up. Monk, bonus attack, modifier. Okay, you don't add your ability modifier to the damage of the bonus attack.
Okay, so it's just 1d20. 4.
Okay, you miss the second one.
Alright. Yeah, okay.
And your arm goes through the crack of the rock. And he knows you're there now. I'm gonna do a little split thing. For you and the thief that is behind the rocks. It's sort of like a circular shape, like formation of rocks, so it's like a ring almost. There's gravel under you guys. So you give him, you throw a second punch and you miss, and he, you know, goes back. Oh damn, is this the same one? Okay, that's right. Alright, so he's gonna... He goes back, and when he sees you throwing the second punch, he pulls out a javelin. You know what a javelin is, right?
Yeah.
It's like a tiny little dart thing. It's like a kunai. And he's gonna try to stab you, like, right below your armpit with it. Let's see. 15
plus... What about Dior, though? Where he at?
What about what?
Dior.
Well, I'm gonna do a little split thing for Sophia and her guy before I go back to that.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a simultaneous thing. The both of you are fighting at the same time.
Oh, yeah, but you're just, like, doing it separately. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, he stabs you below... What's your armor class?
13.
Okay, he stabs you right under your armpit with a dart. And... Okay, so what is the thing? It's 1d6 plus 3. Okay, subtract 4 from your hit points.
Okay. Ooh, it's not letting me edit. I love the... What the frick? Wait a second. Let me figure this out. Open with... Microsoft Edge. For some reason,
I really like mastering for Sophia for some reason. Don't know why exactly. It's like mastering for Lucas.
I think I opened the wrong one. Let me see here.
I have like a The Sims 4 like mood bonus right now. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
Mastering for Sophia feels energized. All right. Oh, yep. This is not letting me edit it either. Haha, that's so
okay.
Epic.
When you're stabbed in the right below your armpit with a dart. They both you're quite small, so he like crouched to hit you.
so such a funny
Wow, I just remembered
scene.
that. So okay, so you have to jump to punch him. That's quite fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Your arm, you threw the punch, and you can see the orc through the cracks, and he like launches the great axe at the sorcerer's head.
Suddenly I cannot edit my PDF.
You opening it with Adobe Reader?
I'm opening it with Microsoft Edge.
Open it with
Adobe
Reader.
That's gonna break it.
No, it's not. That's
yes,
not.
It is.
Just make a copy. If it breaks, it like,
yeah, make a copy. That ought to work.
The name is already copy with image copy. I guess I gotta add another copy.
Yeah, copy with image copy copy.
Yeah. Also. What is? Oh yeah. Every time Sophia tries to punch someone in the head, she has to roll like athletics. She just has this disadvantage for being born.
I don't have Adobe Reader. What is Drawboard PDF? This is gay. What is application?
Just get a paper piece and write down hit point. Blah, 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 blah.
No! Why would I sign in for a PDF program? And why do I need a walkthrough? What am I, a freaking boomer? Alright, this doesn't let me edit it either. Haha, epic.
Just get a piece of paper.
Just take note of it. Just write it in the chat, like how many hit points you have at the moment. And then you're going to edit it later. Figure out how to edit it.
Yeah, but I can't look at the chat because I have my monitor shared.
What?
Why do you have your monitor shared?
Because I'm recording.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That
means write it in Google. Write it in the... Anywhere you can write. Write it in a notepad.
Okay. H hit points... I have 11 hit points and what?
Is it because you're on your laptop?
I don't know, but suddenly there's no editing available, even though I'm using the same exact program in
the
same exact document.
I think it's the computer. Because it worked fine on the thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't actually make any sense,
egg.
So... I doubt. Hit points 11... What? How much damage did you do?
4.
Okay, so I'm 7. Continue.
And when you punch through the crack... you see the person who was still in the rickshaw got a great axe to the head and died immediately.
Wait, so the...
Yeah, Demaya's dead. I really don't want to do an NPC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she would be with you throughout the entire mission, so that would be very painstaking.
Yeah,
that
would be
that.
Like real bad.
Okay, it's your turn, Sophia.
Oh, what can I do? Can I?
You got stabbed under the arm.
Okay, I have a sickle, right? That would do more damage.
You do have a sickle. And when you've been stabbed. With the dart, the javelin, you see that he's pulling out his great axe.
Hmm.
You're gonna attack him with a sickle?
Yeah.
Okay, roll the dice for it.
Wait, what is
the moonlight
bonus
is lighting
again?
Your battle. Your attack bonus is your proficiency bonus plus the ability modifier you're attacking.
Yeah, but
I
know I have it all written down. But do I just add it to my attack or what?
To the attack, yeah.
And
to the damage, you add just the modifier.
Plus within the damage type.
That's
the damage type, that's just the ability modifier. No proficiency bonus. The attack bonus is proficiency plus ability modifier.
Okay, the so I do add both? Like, modifier. Do I roll the d4 plus the 2 and then add a plus 4 to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. The hit dice, you add your proficiency bonus and the ability modifier, but the damage dice, just the ability modifier.
Okay, just tell me what to do when I actually roll
d20 plus attack bonus, and then the damage is d4.
Okay, d20 plus attack bonus,
mm-hmm.
which is plus 4. If I do darts, it's plus 5. I'm gonna just hit him with a dart instead. Or stab him, I guess.
You can throw it at him. It's a thrown.
He's right there, though. That I don't need a roll. If I just stab him with it, I don't need a roll.
Yeah, but he's got a great axe, so it would probably be good if you, like, got, you know, put distance between you and him.
Okay.
So you can probably, like, dash with it with a... right afterwards, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I think I can allow you to do that.
Alright, d20 plus 5. 25. I got a raw 20.
You got a 20?
Uh-huh.
That's double damage. What's your damage dice?
Hit dice? 1d8 plus constitution.
1d8. No, that's your life. What the heck are you doing?
That's my hit dice.
Yeah, that's for your life.
Oh,
your
okay.
damage dice, Sophia.
What the frick is my damage dice? Oh,
share your screen. What the heck are you doing?
It's 1d4.
Okay, plus
2. Yeah.
Which is your...
No, wait. I'm using darts. It's 1d4 plus 3.
Okay, that's your dexterity, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, roll a d4.
Plus 3, right?
Plus 3.
5. So
what's the raw number?
The raw number is
The raw number is the thing that's double, not the that's not the number with the modifier added.
It's
so it's 2?
Yeah.
Okay, so you get 4 plus 3, that's 7. Okay. You hit him right below the neck. And you can see it draws a lot of blood. You know the right above your what is it called?
Aorta?
You know what I'm talking about? Huh?
Jugular?
Oh. No, below the jugular.
Above your, like, neck bone? Below your... The...
Yeah,
the...
like, right around there. You know what I'm talking about?
Shoulder blade or whatever? No.
What is it called? Like, right around the place where they do tracheotomies.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right there. You hit him and it begins bleeding quite a bit. And... Are you going to do anything else with your...
I smell cheese.
You okay. smell cheese?
Oh, I have a...
What are you going to do about it? Roll a d20 to eat the cheese. You roll a 1, it's very stinky.
I go down to the kitchen and I ask my dad, can I take a bite? He goes, roll a d20.
Roll a d20. I'm going to put my foot on it.
Okay, sorry. Bye.
All right, Sophia, what did you say? Oh yeah, are you gonna do anything else with your turn?
Oh, can I do a? Oh yeah, I can do a bonus.
There are certain things you
so
can do as bonus actions.
I can either run or I can hit them again.
Let me see. Dash. You gain extra movement equal to your speed plus any modifiers for the current turn. No, you can't do that as a bonus action. There's a specific skill, like spell, you do that to do that.
Okay, so can I just like? Move away a little bit.
Yeah, you're able to move all 9 meters away from him.
Okay.
You can move and attack, but dash is like dash. You double your movement.
Oh, okay.
Where are you gonna move?
I'm gonna move away.
Either to the rocks. Or to the street where the rest of the battle is happening.
To where the rest of the battle is happening.
Yeah, where Valis is battling the orc.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do? Where are you gonna go, Sophia?
I already said the.
She already said.
To where?
The rest of the battle's happening.
Oh, okay. You run to the street and you are met. Okay, everybody roll initiative again because things are screwy now.
D20 plus 3. Okay.
I always forget what's 17. Your initiative. Oh, is that dexterity, right?
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, my initiative is 3. Yeah. 17. Yeah.
9.
Okay, you got 9?
Yeah.
Well, one of them got 2, so you're fine. How many did you get, Sophia?
17.
17, you're first. Okay. This guy gets... Okay, it's your turn. Actually... Okay, so everybody rearranged themselves in the road. Valis, you see a very small midget man coming through the rocks right after your pal has been murdered, the guy who hired you was murdered by the orc brutally. And a very small man comes through the rocks. And for a second you consider that he might have been the person who was with the orc, but the voice doesn't really fit his face. And then from behind him you see another guy, a dark elf. So you think, yeah, it's probably him, not the midget.
Yeah.
The midget looks squeaky clean. It's like almost shiny in the moonlight, which is very strange for the place you guys are in. It's like the middle of the road. You expect people to look roady, but they don't. But, well, Gorman. I mean, the midget doesn't. The midget looks like it just came out of a dormitory. Anywho, Gorman, it's your turn. You're too far away to attack the guy who's chasing you, so you can either.
Oh.
You orc. Can interact with the things in the middle of the road. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll attack the orc with the. A dart.
A dart? How many darts do you have?
I have to subtract one dart, so I.
Yeah, how many darts do you have?
So I'll have 8 darts when I do that again.
8. Okay. Okay. I don't know, I kind of like the game better with less people.
Do you think it's cool with 2?
I think it is. Like, it's good because, with 1 already.
Because, like, with, like, one of the girls that, like, is supposed to be on my party just, like, doesn't really answer at all. So I think I'm just gonna go with, like, 2 people.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah. Just me DMing. That's cool.
Alright, you're gonna attack the orc? How? Dart?
Mm-hmm.
Roll the hit dice.
The hit dice? Or the damage thing?
Hit.
Hit.
Okay, let's explain this once and for all. When you're gonna attack, you roll the hit dice. That's a d20 plus proficiency plus ability modifier. Once you've successfully struck something, then you roll the damage dice, which is just plus your ability modifier, no proficiency.
Why is the other thing called hit dice?
The hit dice is the hit points you gain every level. So when you level up, you roll a d8 or something to gain hit points.
Yeah, so right now you just ignore it.
Okay. D20 plus what?
Let's call it attack then. Roll the attack and then the damage. And the damage is damage / type. That's where it is.
Yeah, because it's actually called attack bonus, so.
Yeah, call it attack then.
Okay, so I roll D20 plus what? My dexterity?
And your proficiency. That's what the attack bonus is.
Okay, so my plus 5. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
18.
18, he looks at you and goes, ah, and you throw the dice, and you throw the dart, and it strikes him right in the middle of the forehead, and roll the damage.
Okay. 4.
4, okay. Okay, Christina, you see that the orc has been distracted from the side, so you have an opportunity to attack him. You are, like, the orc and the midget are between you and the rickshaw, and the horse is just, like, frightened and screaming, you know.
Okay.
Were you just trying to...
It has an effing dagger stuck to its leg now, for a reason you cannot comprehend.
Okay, so I am just gonna, like, take out my rapier and attack.
You already have the rapier out.
Yeah, I already have it out, so I'm just gonna attack
You gonna do anything, like, facetious with it, or are you gonna straight up stab the damn thing?
What do you mean, facetious?
You can roll, like, acrobatics or something like that. Do you have any cantrips that you can do with a bonus action?
Well, even if I could, I don't think it would make much sense because my cantrips are not really attack ones.
All right.
They're like just like distractions and stuff like that, you know?
Light. All right.
Commanding.
Roll the attack for the rapier.
Okay, the rapier is plus 6. Oh, there we go. 15.
All right, you stab him right on the side. Roll the damage.
Okay. rapier is a D8 plus 4. 8.
8? Okay. Yes. Your rapier goes through his stomach entirely, you know, from one side out the other, into one side out the other. So you make like a orc rotisserie. The rapier goes straight through all of his intestines and stuff. You can feel the resistance of his intestines as it's going through. And you do sort of like what is that sport called, Sophia, where people, you know, break eggs on each other's heads with the sword?
Wow. I've never heard
fencing.
Of that is not what they do in fencing.
I've never seen fencing before. Okay.
I've done fencing. That is not what they do in fencing.
Yeah.
My knowledge of fencing is the one where that Sherlock Holmes does in elementary, where he has an egg on his forehead.
Yeah, but that's not the actual what they actually do.
Yeah, I just didn't remember. That was my reference.
Okay. Moving on.
All right. So you just do that exact movement of, you know, thrusting forward with the rapier. And you just stab right through him. And he is... What is this? Oh, okay. Okay. And as he... And you can see... And he screams out. And as he screams out and you see that he's about to collapse, As he is a half orc, he has the ability to attack once more as he's about to die. So that's what he does. And he's going to strike you.
He's going to strike me?
Yep.
Okay.
Plus, I think he hit you.
You're not having hair.
Yeah, he swings the great axe. And how much is your armor class?
18.
Okay, he gets you. He hits you. D12 plus 3, don't get... Okay, he got a 1 on the damage. So you get a 4, minus 4 hit points.
Okay, so I have 10 right now, so 6. Good thing I healed myself.
That's very good, because you'd be out right now if you hadn't done that.
Yeah, boy. Okay, so it dies.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Epic style. Now we got the dark elf to deal with.
Okay,
how many hit points does he have? Because I've done some considerable damage to him.
You can't add that. Yeah. It's like you're killing someone and you just go, how much more time to die? Can you
okay.
just like, get to know that?
Sophia, you have your back turned to the dark elf as he was chasing you, so he has advantage on the attack.
You die.
Okay, let's see. As he's chasing you and he sees the half-orc getting murdered, he goes, "No!" He screams out. Okay.
Okay, so then he doesn't have the advantage, right? Because he screamed, so it's not stealthy.
It doesn't have to be stealthy, it's an opportunity attack. If you have your back turned, it works the same way. 10 plus, let me see. 5. 10 plus 5, how much is your armor class?
13.
He strikes you with the great axe.
She only has 7 hit points.
Well, you have to have negative 7 to die. But how many hit points do you have, Sophia?
7, I just said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you get hit with the battle axe right on your back, too. Like, right on the left side of your back, and you pass out immediately.
How much damage did he do?
You have minus 1 hit point.
Burr.
He did an 8. Christina, you right after you kill the guy and you get hit, you get, you know, you hit, you get, huh?
Not that bad.
Not that bad at all, actually. You're quite far away from dying, so hooray for that. Christina.
Okay.
Right as you get struck the last time by the guy you just killed, you turn to the side due to the strike, and you see the person who just helped you, the small man, who just helped you, you know, kill the guy who was about to murder you, and he gets hit and is knocked out. He's thrown near the horse. He's quite small, so getting hit is no, you know, laughing matter to him. By a great axe, nonetheless. So he flies towards the horse, and he's lying there, right next to the horse. And you see the guy who struck him, and he's standing there. What are you gonna do? You are.
Run away!
I can't run away.
5 meters away from him.
Just run away.
Christina, what are you in alignment?
I am chaotic good.
Okay, there's no way you're gonna do that because the small man just saved your life.
Yeah,
you can't,
he helped me. I cannot leave him behind.
What are you gonna do? How many hit points do you have left?
6.
Go ahead.
I can't just cure wounds anymore. Okay. I'm gonna attack him.
Okay, remember that you can attack and you can move, so you can, like, if you throw a dart at him and you move 4, you know, if you move 5 meters away, then he would spend his entire turn running towards you. He wouldn't be able to attack you.
Okay, can I throw, like, a dagger?
And then... Yeah, you can do that. You can throw a dagger.
Okay, so I'm gonna do that right now.
Okay.
Got a 26, which is a 20 plus 6 modifier, so it's a raw 20.
Raw 20?
Yes, sir.
Okay, roll the damage.
The damage from my dagger is a d4 plus 4. Let's check it.
Bro, are you serious? I just got an 8.
Wow. Okay, so that's no one. No, you don't roll with the modifier, so it's...
Yeah, so it... You got four,
it's 12.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, you throw the dart. You fling the dart at him, and...
Dagger.
The dagger, rather. You fling the dagger at him, and the dagger... The entire dagger enter his skull. Like, it vanishes into his head. It goes entirely inside his cranium, and it must have destroyed his brain. Comes out the back. Awesome. Just a blade.
I killed 2 people. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, you killed 2 people. Congratulations.
I get like 1,000 experience points and I'm level 9.
Not 1,000. You get quite a bit actually, but not 1,000. How much do you have already?
300. I'm already level 2 for my adventure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Let me just find a place to write this. Okay.
This is so epic right now.
OK. Okay. Sophia, roll. Okay, since the battle ended, you, Christina, you already spent the healing thing on yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay, if you hadn't done that, is it a cantrip or a spell? It's a spell, right?
It's a spell, of course.
Do you have any spell slots left?
What do you mean by that?
Spell slots. How many spells you can do a day before a rest?
Two.
You have two?
Yes, I only did one.
Okay, you can do it again. Because if you didn't, then Sophia would have to roll the death checks. But since you do, okay, you just run over to Gorman and you lay your hands on him.
Put my head.
That'd be cool. Die. You know. Protecting. So.
What are you saying right now? I feel like I'm like in the middle of like LA listening to a hobo talk.
That's highly specific. Anywho. Alright, roll your healing things.
Okay, okay. Wait. Actually, wait just a second. Let me just... Bruh, okay, so I did not need to do Cure Wounds again. I can do a Healing Word. Technically, it's D4 plus spellcasting. A Cure Wounds is better because it's a D8, but I don't know, you're DM, so you can
pick either.
Because okay, wouldn't me doing Cure Wounds technically be not allowed?
Why not?
Because I can just use one spell. I have two spell slots, but I can only use, like, one of each, right?
I don't think that's the case. I think you can repeat. Wait. Maybe the cleric can't do that.
Repeat spells. I think
there was a problem with that before. Like, you can't do
it again. Yeah, you told me that before, so that's why...
Cleric can stop and repeat herself to place spells in empty slots. Oh, you can use no, it's just about preparation. But if you have a spell prepared, you can use it, like, with every spell slot.
Okay. So I'm
Can a spell be... I'll check this. Yes. Yeah, casting the spell doesn't remove it from your list of prepared spells. Okay, so you're gonna just...
Okay.
Cure Wound.
So I'm just gonna use Cure Wound, which is D8 plus spell casting ability.
D8 plus spell casting?
Yes, D8 plus D8. So it's a D8 plus 3. I got an 8.
I don't have a gaze skill on my...
Okay, Sophia, you wake up with 7 hit points.
Bruh.
You breathe in. You know, hard. And the first thing in Christina's mind is, where the hell did you come from? And the first thing in your mind was, what happened? Because you didn't see where you got hit from.
Mm-hmm. So all I know is I got knocked out.
Yeah, so Gorman's eyes, which are... What's the color of your eyes?
Hazel.
Green. Oh,
okay. Hazel. Okay, so Gorman's hazel eyes just... opened violently, looking into the night sky. He's covered in blood right next to the horse, and the horse seems a bit calmer now that he's noticed the fight is over.
Hello! Thank you. You helped me a bunch.
You're welcome, I guess, but who are you and what even happened to me?
You got hit. And you passed out.
By who? That guy from hit where?
The dark elf hit you from behind.
Oh. Well, that explains a lot.
What's your name?
Gorman Gamwich.
Awesome, that sounds like sandwich.
Yeah. Now I'm not so sure about having helped you.
My name is Valis Foyfor.
First name kind of sounds like phallus.
I guess it does. But I was named after my father, Valium. So that's where
Gorman's,
it kind
Gorman
of comes
briefly
from.
Questions himself. How could you be named after someone when your name is different from theirs? But okay. Gorman decides it's not worth asking.
Some elf tradition, I guess.
Okay.
What happened to you? Where did you come from?
It's kind of a long story. I came from this monastery and...
Wait, you guys can set up camp before you guys can start talking.
Oh, since it's a long story, you should tell me after we set camp.
Okay. Alright, well, we...
As you guys are setting camp...
Wait. Can we, like, steal things from the bodies?
That's not stealing, they're dead.
Oh, yeah, just taking things from the bodies.
Yeah, you can take it. What are you gonna check them for?
Wait. Demaya's body has, like, 1,500...
No, yeah,
exactly.
Boy!
Yeah.
Okay. I wanna get that, and I wanna... It's 15? Okay, I wanna give 10 to Sophia and take the rest.
Wait a second, I'll be right back, guys.
I'm sorry.
I find that funny, but yeah, I'm down for that, because I am a monk. Oh, 1,000 gold pieces. Let me give 10 to this small man who just saved my life.
No, I didn't mean 10. I actually, because she has, 1,000, and she has 15,000, right?
15,000? Not 15.
1,500.
Not even that, because she gave you 320, right?
She didn't yet.
Oh.
She was gonna give me after we were done with the mission. So I am gonna take 500 and I'm gonna give the rest to you so we can both have the same money.
Oh, okay.
Because then we will, because I already have 500 that I had from selling the meat from the owlbear thing.
Epic.
From the other adventure. So we have the same money.
I exit my life of asceticism and I'm immediately tempted by 1,000 gold pieces.
Hey, small man, thanks for saving my life. Here's 1,000 gold pieces. Do you want to drink ale?
Do you want to drink ale? Aw, man, no. Thomas Bookbinder always spoke against. I suppose you don't know who that is.
If Victor isn't here, we can't continue the story about him.
Who's Victor? What do you mean, story?
What did Thomas the Bookbinder always warn you about?
Not Thomas the Bookbinder, Thomas Bookbinder.
This
no.
Just his second name? He's not that important to have a duh in the name.
Duh. He's not that retarded. Thomas Duh Bookbinder.
It's written like those Visco girls say it, you
Visco
know?
Visco girl. I had so much hard of a time understanding that until I understood it.
you just had to repeat it. That was the Bookbinder.
Yeah, Thomas Bookbinder, he was I'm speaking like a valley girl right now.
I am allowed to be retarded because I drink kale.
I'm not, I assume. I'm not allowed.
Yes, you specifically. Billy, cannot be retarded.
I just can't. It's physically impossible. My IQ is so smart in D&D and in real life.
My IQ is so smart?
Yes, my IQ. It's, he's really cool.
Well, That's really funny. I want to eat cheese. I smell it. And
whoever
I
says they want to eat just cheese. Just cheese is like the worst.
It's not just, it's brie cheese. It's
brie cheese? What the frick is a brie cheese?
You don't know brie cheese?
Yeah, like, I know.
Like this, like the French one? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tastes good.
By itself? I'm not eating, like, doubt.
Yeah.
It's like eating butter by itself. It's like, what are you even doing, fat man?
Oh. Well, yeah, I normally eat booger with this.
Eat booger? But... Why would you eat booger?
Isn't that what you said?
No, butter. Yeah, eating just cheese is like eating your boogers with no seasoning.
I literally heard you say, eating just cheese is like eating booger. Eating just booger.
Like, what are you even doing?
Oh man, that's so funny. You pick your nose, you put some salt on it.
You put my salt on my nose? Don't do that. I don't want to have a salty nose.
Okay.
Outlander, what are you doing here?
Oh man, can Victor please just come back? I feel like I'm dying right now.
Can I please go to my grandmother's house?
Are you serious? This is so fun. Are you
really
having fun?
It's alright.
I'm back.
Hey!
What are you guys talking about?
Cheese and boogers.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I got a plate of food for myself.
Cool. Okay. I take the money from Demaya's body.
Okay. As you take the money from Demaya's body, you think, what am I gonna do with all of this? Since the mission, you know, it's not. Do I finish the mission? Do I just take this and run? Do I talk to the monk about this?
Wait a second, this is way better, because now we can just do my thing.
Yes, sir. And nobody's gonna be... It's gonna be, like, less waiting around for stuff, you know?
Yep. So you, as you take the money, you ponder about that. So you probably want to talk to Gorman about what to do with the money now.
Okay.
So you guys should finish the mission or just take the money back or whatever. You're chaotic good, so you don't really feel good about just taking all of it and running.
Gorman, me and Demaya, this person who I just got the money from, we were on a mission to buying a spyglass. And she has a lot of money with her, and I was gonna be her bodyguard. But now that she's just dead, I have no idea what I should do. Should I take the money back to her master and tell him the news? Or...
Oh yeah, and you guys find an extra 65 gold pieces on the dead thieves.
65. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Work it out how you guys are gonna split it and what are you gonna do with it and etc.
Okay. Should I just take the money back to her master and tell him the news, or should I just take the money?
I mean, I kind of need help with something else. Although it is the master's money. It probably wouldn't be good to take it, but...
He's already so rich, though, right?
Yeah, but, like, stealing
he's
from
part
rich
of
people
court.
Is not really justified.
Yeah, he's just really role-playing.
Yes, herself. Well, it's not justified, but... having to go, but you helped me a bunch and I want to help you out, so I guess we shouldn't just go back. And he is not really gonna miss the money, since it's just a small part of his fortune. So maybe we should just split it.
Okay, I'm neutral good. So yes. Would I be fine with that?
Yes, you're neutral, right? Well,
you guys can roll persuasion and etc.
Okay, but
because Sophia was reluctant so about doing it, so if you
okay, so I'm just gonna roll persuasion so she just stops being a 11. Sophia is a charisma saving throw, right?
My charisma's plus one, so. D20 plus 1. 8! Frick.
There we go.
Okay, so what was your roll, Christina?
11, I just said.
Oh, okay. And yeah, Sophia goes, yeah, well, alright, whatever, let's do that.
So,
okay, so right. Sophia, Gorman, rather. Christina, Valis does not know your backstory, and you sort of know where she comes from. I mean, you sort of know why she's there. You don't know where she comes from. You know her mission, but you don't know anything else.
Okay, well, let's set up camp, okay. And I'll tell you what I'm all about.
Wait a second. Can we split the money first? Oh, wait a second, because I don't actually want to split it in half. My headphones just disconnected. Wait, like, 2 seconds. Okay, I'm back. I don't want to split the money in half. I want to take it's 1500, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to give
plus 65 from the bandits.
Okay, I want to take the 65 plus 500, and I'm gonna give the rest to Sophia. To Gorman. Okay.
You're gonna give her 1000?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he helped me and he has no money because he's a monk.
Alright, so I have 1024.
Okay, so I get, how much is 60, what? 560. 65.
By the way, you have to bring the coach cab back, or else you'll be committing a crime.
Okay. Well, can I just, like, take forever to do that?
There's, like, a limited amount of time. You have a week to do that.
Okay.
Okay, you guys are setting up camp. So, you know, putting, you know, who's on charge of what? Who's making the tent and who's making the fire pit? Those are the two things.
Can we roll survival first?
Okay, wait, but...
I don't think that's necessary. You can just make a basic camp.
Oh, okay. I'll do the tents.
Okay, yeah, I'll do the fire. So... what is your story? Where do you come from?
Well, I've been living in this monastery my whole life, and it's basically this library that's shut off from the rest of society. Nobody can really get in or get out unless there's some sort of great reason. So I was actually born in there, and it's a feeder into this other library, of, you know, ultimate and divine knowledge that basically nobody's really allowed in except for a few folks. And very recently I found out that there were these elders in the monastery that were smuggling people in there. So I tried to send a missive to Thomas Bookbinder, the man in charge of the library of all knowledge, and the courier sent it to the corrupt elder instead, Agrippa, and then he threw me out of the portal, and I have no idea how to get back, but I need to.
Sophia.
Yes.
Do you remember the courier's name? Is it written there?
Silvio.
Silvio, let me see. I think I have his sheet that I made here with me. Just so I can, just in case. Or I'll have to do a quick make it up. I think I'll have to make it up.
Okay, as you do that, can... Sophia.
Yeah.
Look at my idea and see if it is not great. Instead of actually buying the Dungeon Mess, the Player's Handbook, I'm gonna get the PDF, print it out at a print place, make holes on the pages so that they fit into a binder, and have it in a binder format. Isn't that awesome?
That's certainly functional, but it's not as cool as the actual book.
I guess so, but I would only want the book if it was like the cool old one. I don't think the cover on the new one is really that cool, so I don't mind.
Yeah, alright. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And it's like more functional than... Yeah, it's a binder, so it's easier to move around. Have it open.
Yeah, Sophia, did you finish your story?
Yeah. So is this the end of the thing, or...?
What do you mean?
You want to end it right now?
Yeah, I think it's a good ending point, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good ending, yeah. Too. So both of you go to sleep. Well, I'll finish the conversation first. Christina, what do you say in response to Borman has just told you?
That seems like an awful case of corruption. And we certainly need to get you back in there. Do you have any idea where to begin?
Not really, because this is my first time ever leaving.
Gorman, you have the idea that since the courier is often moving through kingdoms, people of the kingdom, of big kingdoms, might know him by his name. So, and those people who work with him in the kingdoms might know where he typically is at.
Okay. I do know the courier's, the name of the courier who betrayed me, Silvio, and... He's probably moving around in the big kingdom, so that's probably the best place to start.
That seems like a good starting place, but if this is your first time out, we need to get you to a tavern first, and you need to try some ale and some wine.
I don't know about that. That's not really in line with, you know, what I've been doing.
Well... I guess you never tried it, so, you know, don't knock it till you try it.
Anyway, how good has the ale been to you?
pretty good. It has helped me a lot in the way to for my hunts. It can get a little out of control sometimes, I gotta admit, but... Mostly has helped me more than harmed me.
Doesn't really sound in line with the ascetic tradition, but thanks for the offer.
Okay, if you say so.
The both of you converse among yourselves as the moon rises to the top of the sky. And after a little while, the both of you go to sleep.
Well... Gorman goes to sleep and like I walk.
Yeah, you meditate outside.
Yeah.
Alright, I think that's the end of the properly first adventure. And that was fun and interesting.
Epic. Yeah, that was cool. That was nice.
Yep. With a casualty of sorts.
Yeah, that was weird. But yeah, the adventure itself was pretty fun.
Yep.
I think
Sophia, what do you think?
Meh.
Meh?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's not really. I mean, I'll do it. It was alright.
Okay.
Alright. You can finish the recording now.